of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
Well, not as good as you.
Oh, man.
Man, oh, man.
How about them Lions?
I'm very, very happy for you. How about those Lions?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a win-win for you because the team looked good.
And I made a random bet. It was just random. And I thought, with a little bit of an educated guess, but random.
It was not the bet that you told me to make, but it's okay.
The bet that I told you to make, we lost.
The bet you told me to make, I tried to get in, and it told me I couldn't make it because I was too close to Missouri.
Well,
we were close
on that one, too, because it was the Lions' money line, and then I said Montgomery and LaPorta for touchdowns. But if you remember...
I got it written down. You wanted to change it.
I was like, LaPorta, I think we should just do Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, don't start second-guessing yourself. So I was like, you're right, and then I put in LaPorta. So I lost those two, but I put in David Montgomery for the first touchdown and Amon-Ra St. Brown for the last touchdown. So I picked the first touchdown of the game and the last touchdown of the game, and that was 90-1.
Yeah,
plus 9,000.
Not too shabby.
Yeah,
I mean this is,
and that was scary at the end, man. Like they kept trying. I'm like, why is Seattle trying to score?
I know, because even Buffalo didn't. You know what I mean? Like in those blowout
games,
run
the ball. It's over. What are you doing?
Why risk injury at that point?
Right. And the Lions kept getting pass interference. They kept getting closer. I'm like, oh, they're gonna run one in here. But nope.
It was close.
They held them off.
Very, very close. I will say at the very beginning of the game, I don't even remember. What was the first thing that happened at the beginning of the game? I think they sacked Goff, like, really, really early on. But at the very beginning of the game, I thought, oh, man, this... I just had, like, a bad feeling about Detroit for some reason. I thought, Seattle looks like they're super pumped, super amped for this game. And then it didn't end up mattering at all. I mean, you know, they kept it close for a while there, yeah. But then when Detroit pulled away, it's like, well, that's...
That was a stat that I don't know that I've ever heard before. But so Jared Goff caught a touchdown.
Yeah.
So he.
What did that pay if you were able to plunk that in somewhere on one of those apps?
Could you imagine? But
so he could have made someone a millionaire if they just randomly.
As a quarterback, he had more touchdown catches than incompletions. He went 18 for 18 and caught a touchdown. He had a perfect game.
Oh. Wow! Wait, how many times has that happened?
I don't know if it's ever happened. I can't imagine.
That seems like something that wouldn't have happened before.
I can't imagine anybody went perfect and caught a touchdown.
Well, certainly not plus the touchdown. Yeah,
right,
that would
exactly.
Have to be, I mean, I just don't think that could have happened before.
And then they asked
a record that will stand for a long time.
They asked the coach Dan Campbell about it afterwards. Like, did you know he was perfect and caught a touchdown? He's like, I knew he was playing good. I didn't know he was perfect. I feel bad. I gave the game ball to somebody else. That's what he said.
You know, damn, if only someone had been giving me those stats on the sideline, maybe I would have thought about it. Well, congrats. You won
a
bunch
of
money.
I needed it, too.
Yeah, you won a bunch of money.
I woke up this morning and paid my insurance.
I paid bills this morning, too.
Well, I'm not.
Ones that have been, like, sitting up. I'm not caught up either. But I've been having those, like, night sweats kind of thing. Where, like, anytime I hear a sound out front, to the point where I'm like, you know, let's turn on the AC. I'm going to close the windows because I don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking, like, someone's going to come knocking on the door. I'm like, you get to that point where you go, I'm just afraid to tackle it. And I don't know if I've heard it's an ADD thing. I think it's just being dumb thing.
I think it's an ADD thing.
I don't want to look at it. I don't want to deal with it today.
It's the same.
Waiting a week does no benefit whatsoever.
Same way my mailbox is just packed. Right,
same.
Now.
Exactly.
I'm like, there's nothing
I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look. I'm scared to look. And eventually I will. And it won't just be because I'm looking for something. Eventually I will go, I got to look through this. And a lot of times it really is just like junk mail or whatever. But I get in this headspace sometimes, and I know it's when I probably need stronger meds because I do it too consistently. And I go, what is waiting until tomorrow going to do to help? It doesn't help at all.
No.
It helps in no way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, if they take that money out for Hulu or whatever, it's going to hurt.
It helps today.
It helped you today because you won that bet. So congratulations.
So I got
pretty sweet. And so
my car insurance is ridiculous. So
is mine. Well,
what's yours?
Do you get yours through the guy that you had contact
with? I have a 17-year-old.
He could. Oh, right. That's right. Yeah, I have no idea what that would be like. Yeah. I mean, mine's bad. I think just because it used to be so much cheaper and. It's gotten embarrassingly expensive.
Tell me.
Just for me and my car, it's like $200, $215 a month.
$600 for me and Euro in two cars.
I mean, that's a lot. And then they tell you what, if you pay 6 months or a year at a time, you get a discount. It's like, well, yeah, that'd be great, but it's not going to happen. So sign
I'm
up
like
for
the
monthly.
Opposite of that. I go in and pay, like, they're like, your next bill is due on the 19th for $600, and I just send them $200.
Yeah.
I do that. Like, hopefully, you guys count it up. Yeah. I don't know how it works.
I hope there's some credit here to my account. And I'm not positive that there is, but yeah, I do that one too. Mm-hmm. And the worst, though, is when you go to pay a bill. Because I had this happen before, and you're like, all right, I'm going to pay this. I'll at least be close enough that I'll be closer, right? And then I'll feel a little bit better. And you get one of those where it goes, you can't just pay what you want to pay. You're too far behind, so you got to pay this much, or we're coming for you. And you're like, this changes everything because you've been planning on just trying to get close to being caught up and like, no, we don't trust you anymore. No, you got to pay it all. It's like, damn. But
real pain in the ass.
But you know what? Once I'm able to withdraw this money from my sports betting app, it's just sitting there. I can't figure out why I can't withdraw it. But then I'm thinking maybe it's God trying to tell me you don't want to withdraw it. Baseball playoffs. The Tigers are playing right now. I mean, the Lions won last night. So congrats.
I got bets on it.
And now the Tigers are playing.
I left a little bit in the account.
I think we're supposed to. I think that's what God wants.
It doesn't look like I'm going to get it, though.
What did you bet today?
I bet some pretty crazy ones.
Well, that's good. That's what you got to do.
Well, it's free money, so it's like, you know.
Bet that Jared Goff will throw a no-hitter.
I got the Tigers to win.
Mm-hmm.
Riley Green to get a hit. Jose Altuve to get a hit. Skubal with 7 strikeouts, and Valdez with 6 strikeouts.
Who's
that pays plus $1,548.
Who does Vegas say is supposed to? Do they do it game by game, or do they give you a prediction of the series? Let's say like a favorite to win the series. I mean, it's the damn Astros, but so you may hear a lot of that today.
Yeah, as we watch baseball, hopefully you watch it with us. And then I put some money on the Royals too, if people are interested.
See, that's what I want to do, but I'm also I'm nervous because there's the bet against your team. That way,
well, I got
if
the Royals
lose,
money
the
line. Bobby Witt, 2 hits.
Yeah. Though you bet well, I guess maybe that's probably close to the same odds as some of the stuff that
I got Cole Reagan's over 5.5, Corbin Burns over 4.4.
Is this all one parlay or you
it's
just
all
go,
one? Salvador Perez to
well then never mind.
Salvador Perez to record an RBI.
Okay.
Yeah, I make a lot. We don't have to worry about bills if that comes in.
Yeah, well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! So?
No?
I've got a problem.
Oh, boy, you got problems.
I do have a problem. Well, I've got one problem. I can't withdraw. I just need help from somebody. Why do I have money in my account where I sports bet, and it says, it never did this before. I've used this app before. I won't say the name of it, but I won those bets the other day. It says how much money I have.
I have a buddy of mine who I think uses the same one as yours, and he was asking me about it, too, this morning, because he has money in there he wants to take out. I wouldn't let him.
Well, I used to use it. I tried, I think, most of them when they first legalized sports betting, and I liked this one. So I just kept using it, and I never had a problem with it before. But
yeah, I don't want to give anybody of these guys free.
No, me neither. And I also
but
don't
the one that I do use, like, literally last night I won that bet. And then I was like, oh, cool, I'll be able to pay insurance, which is, I've been kind of sweating a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, which, by the way, kids, if you're listening to this, there's no way to live your life.
No,
don't be a degenerate like me.
It's not.
But I'm like, all right, good. I got it. Boom. Let's do it. And then literally it took a couple minutes, and then it went to the green check. And then it put it in my account. And I said, I want to withdraw it. And it just said, you want to send it to your bank account or to your Venmo?
Right.
I said, send it to my Venmo.
Right.
And literally within, I don't know, minutes. 5 minutes. It was in my, like, I checked it right away and it wasn't there. Then I checked it again and it was there.
That's what this used to do. I think it has something to do with the fact that I live in Missouri. That's the only thing I can figure. But I made the bet in this building. I won the bet while still sitting in this building, right? And then the next day it says, here's how much money you have, but you can't withdraw it because it's only available in states where this money was awarded. Does that mean that my bank account has the wrong address? Do I need to make a...
I see what you're saying. Like, maybe they won't pay?
But people bet, Missourians bet in Kansas all the time.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. I
wouldn't
know.
Think you'd have to set up a Kansas bank account.
I wouldn't think so either. And I don't know what the address would be on my bank accounts anyway. I mean, I've got multiple ones. So, you know, if that's an issue, I could try and switch it. Anyhow, I would say, you know, you won is one of those. Just seeing the words, you won.
Ugh.
Or bet winner. Or however your app does it. That is really one of those simple joys in life. And there's a few of those. That one right now probably feels like the biggest simple joy in life.
Yeah, just to keep you, like, you know, grounded, though, I do like to go to my account.
Yeah.
And see what my total, because they will total it for you. Your total win-loss
ratio.
Actual earnings, money.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, this is what you've bet, and this is what you've won.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you the, and, you know, I'm upside down on it for sure.
Yeah, well, everybody is, or it wouldn't be legal. Yeah, it wouldn't be a thing.
Right.
But there are other simple joys. I thought we could talk about those coming up.
Okay.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
So what would you say is one of life's simple pleasures? I don't know if actually winning a bet on a sports betting thing counts as a simple pleasure. It's a pretty good... That, see, especially because you're not paying for it.
I like FanDuel and Cam Soda.
If you're just hanging out at Cam Soda and not spending any money...
That's how I meet people.
Yeah. I feel like a simple pleasure can't cost too much money.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not so simple. It's just a pleasure. Because all the things that people say for life's simple pleasure, like a lot of them involve no money at all. People say, one of the top things people say is the best simple pleasure in life is waking up, having gotten a good night's sleep. Well, I mean, okay, that's good, but me neither. I was just going to say, I know if I slept poorly, but on the mornings where I wake up and I think I slept a lot.
I've never woken up and been like, all right.
I'm ready. Exactly.
What are we going to do?
There's no amount of sleep.
No.
There's none. I did the same thing I've done many a Mondays last night and went to bed while it was still light out, essentially, and slept for hours and hours and hours and got up this morning at 9 o'clock in the morning and was tired. I mean, my alarm went off because I didn't want to sleep. You know, to the point of, like, what do they call that? Sleeping princess disease or whatever.
Oh, right.
Because I'm sleeping a lot of hours, and you start to get a little scared about your health. But I can wake up and think, okay, this isn't as bad as the days where I don't get enough sleep. I get that. But I don't ever wake up and go, I'm awake. Yay.
No,
I got enough sleep. That wouldn't be one of my simple pleasures in life. I don't think, Snowcone, you don't ever wake up and think, I feel great, do you?
No.
Okay. It could be personal decision making. I think part of that, though, is genetic. I mean, some people have to be morning people because they feel good when they wake up.
Yeah, it's not me.
And they say that being a morning person is a genetic thing. So I got to imagine that they feel good. Unless they just wake up so goddamn anxious, like, I can't keep sleeping. I'm going to miss opportunities in life.
Yeah,
maybe that's it.
I don't even know if it's genetic. I mean, who knows? But me and my oldest could sleep till, like, if it's summer.
Yeah.
Man, we can sleep till. You know, I can wake up and he'll still be sleeping. It could be, you know, noon.
Absolutely.
But my youngest, 8 a.m. He'll be downstairs by himself, like watching TV and whatever. I'm like, dude, why don't you wake me up? And he's, you know, he's always like, nice. Neither one of you idiots.
Got the house
around
to myself. Yeah, there's that. I think some people maybe just get into the habit of it and they learn to appreciate
I think
having
maybe
that time.
Is like, you know, I don't have to fight everybody for this goddamn remote control.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. This is my time. I think to be honest with you, I think Brooke does that because she wakes up way earlier than she needs to. But I know she is out there watching TV, drinking her coffee, having, you know, time to herself, I guess.
Right.
And so I could appreciate that, but the thing is, the desire for that would never be greater than my desire to stay in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I set my alarm on the weekends. I might set my alarm for 9 or 10 o'clock, but it's because I could sleep until 2 o'clock. The only reason I don't is because if I do, I do feel really low. If I sleep an entire Saturday away or Sunday away, I feel very low.
Yeah, I don't feel
like
bad. But I don't get the chance to do
that.
It, so...
Well, that's true. You got kids.
I got kids, so every morning I'm up with them, and then on the weekends they got baseball or something, so I'm up. I guess maybe that's why I'm always tired. I get up at, you know, 6, so I'm like, well, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes I, like, you know, today I didn't, but yesterday I got a chance to go home and take a little bit of a nap.
Yeah.
And now that is a
simple
pleasure.
That is a simple pleasure. As you get older,
I open
naps
up that
feel
window,
good.
And you're like, all right, man, I got to leave for work at around 11:30.
Yep.
It's 9:30.
This is how much time I got.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
And actually, one of the things I saw people list as one of the best simple pleasures
in life. If I could just get 45 minutes, an hour right here, it'd be perfect.
Because too much can be...
Yeah, and then I just stay sleeping.
Yeah, but a nap can be good. Yeah. And I've gotten to an age now where I take naps, I would say almost every night when I get home from work, which I don't think my dad started doing until he was older than me. Well, like last night, I ended up just staying asleep, which is a problem.
Yeah, I don't think I could take a nap when I got home.
Like, I didn't used to be able to. I do now.
I'd be up all night.
I eat dinner, and then I fall asleep. Sometimes I'm just sitting up, kind of watching TV, and sometimes I just kind of, I'll just lean back a little bit, and then I fall asleep.
Yeah, my naps need to be in the, you know, the afternoon.
I'll wake up to walk the dogs usually, and that's when I'm back awake for the rest of the night. And then I can't go to sleep, of course, at night. But one of the simple pleasures people voted on as being the best is similar to having the windows open when it's nice out, but having the rain. You know, you're going to take a nap, you're laying down in bed, and you hear the rain. And I think the sound of rain is very soothing. Unless you're a homeowner and you're worried about your damn gutters and your foundation and everything else, then it's not so soothing. But rain is soothing, and also I think it's nice to know that I'm not missing out on anything outside. It's kind of the same thing like when it snows and you're snowed in. It's nice to know, like, I don't feel guilty. And I know you say you don't feel guilty anyway about this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But for someone like me, I don't feel guilty about sleeping in or staying in, not going anywhere, because there's nothing to do. And it's the same with rain. But I'm with you. I like a fall day where you can open the windows and the attic
perfect.
Fans on. That might actually be a little better. The one that I agree with was like the third or fourth most voted on thing, which is your first cup of coffee of the day.
Ah, it's perfect.
It's great.
Love it.
It is great. I would also say that maybe having nicotine for the first time, you know,
I smoke and I shouldn't, but obviously, but man, that first cup of coffee and a cigarette, it's something special.
And then you're chasing that dragon the rest of the day.
It's like, but it ain't as good.
But when you wake up in the morning and first have that and that first cup of coffee, and man, I drank black coffee for years. And I started, like, I don't know who, I think Brooke, or somebody brought some damn cream into my house. And I was like, I'll just try a little bit of this. And it's like sweet cream, like not in any way sugar-free or healthy. And I loved it. And I thought, well, you know, I can't keep doing that. And then one day I was like, why can't I do that? Why can't I put cream and sugar in my coffee like I'm a kid again? So now I drink my coffee with cream and sugar. It's really, though, one of my pleasures. And if I wake up and don't have it, I'm bummed about it. It
throws you got to live a little bit. Life is also about
thing.
Living.
Yeah. And I mean, people even said, like, just the smell of coffee brewing is a simple pleasure, which I would agree with. People say hearing your favorite song, if it just comes on shuffle, if it comes on the radio. Yeah, I don't know if it's your favorite song. I think it's more like hearing the right song at the right time.
Right,
that's a simple
right
pleasure.
Sure.
Maybe you didn't even know you wanted to hear it, and
but
that's
it comes
why
on somehow.
Yeah, yeah, it comes on. And the other day, what was it? Friday, we were done and kind of cleaning up the studio, and I don't even remember what Metallica song we were playing now. But it just sounded good, and so I turned these speakers up as loud as they've been in a long time, and it's the same sort of feeling of, like, I didn't know I needed to hear this right now, but this is definitely one of life's simple pleasures. Waking up. Did you just lose your bet?
No, just...
Oh, God, you scared me.
The guy caught that ball. I thought they were going to score again. I
thought you lost all of your money there. Well, there's a simple...
That'll be how... You'll hear a lot of these segments in today as we watch baseball.
Well, because you got the Tigers playing and then the Royals are playing. So it's really difficult actually to be here and to stay focused. But you know what? That's probably not a simple pleasure. Both those teams playing today.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
That's beyond a simple pleasure.
I really thought about it. Monday Night Football is the Lions and then the Royals and the Tigers in playoff baseball the next afternoon.
Yep. The Chiefs,
that's
undefeated. The Lions
awesome.
Looked great last night, and now both teams
pretty
playing baseball.
Unbelievable.
That's really
it's a good Monday
sweet.
Tuesday.
I've never had a hockey team before, but I mean, it did. You know, minor league team, but I've never had a pro hockey team. I know you lived in a big city with all the pro sports. I don't know if you ever had all those things line up, but to me, just having two teams, you know, like years where they all have good seasons at the same season, having two teams have a good season at the same time. That's a pretty
yeah. There is they
feeling.
Call it certain in Detroit, there's a name for it.
Like, I know, sort of trifecta.
People listen to us there. Maybe like Livonia's third favorite son or somebody. Check in is listening in Detroit.
Because the Red Wings used to win all the time.
But there's a time,
right?
When all four of them can be playing at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And there's a name for it. I used to know it, but I don't know it right now. But all four teams can be playing at the same time somehow.
Well, the Tigers went to the World Series in like 2005 or something like that, right? 2004 right. Somewhere. I know, I think they lost. But back then, I felt like the Red Wings won regularly. I mean, didn't the Red Wings, it felt like they were the most dominant
the Yankees
hockey team.
Of them.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And then I know the Pistons.
They had a couple runs.
But the Pistons were good in 2002, 2003, somewhere around there. Yeah. So you guys, and I don't know how many times that's happened, but as a Kansas City sports fan, to have both of them.
Awesome.
When the Royals went to the World Series a decade ago, the Chiefs weren't terrible. That was the Alex Smith era,
yeah.
and they were playing well. It was football that you liked to watch because you felt like it mattered, and maybe they get in the playoffs this year and win a game. But it wasn't anything like this.
That's exciting.
I mean, obviously, it's never probably going to be like this again in my lifetime.
Hey, you don't know that.
You don't.
You don't
but
know
the
that.
The thing is,
baby.
Now, no matter what, you can't complain. As a Chiefs fan, I'm already 42 years old, so I won't live long enough really to be able to complain about the team. After you've had Mahomes and everybody talking about Mahomes as much as they have and the success that they've had, how many years before? It's like if a Patriots fan starts to bitch right now about the team sucking, you're like, dude.
There's a guy that I text during Michigan games, and all he does is like, oh, we suck. We can't do anything right. And I'm like, dude, we didn't win the national.
Just won. Right.
And they're 4-1. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'd like to have whatever Kool-Aid you're drinking. These garbage team. I'm like, dude, why do you even watch sports?
I was just going to say,
I just quit texting. I'm like, you're so miserable.
It's not fun for you.
Right.
Yeah, no. There are those people. And sometimes
like,
I watch
games.
Look,
I'm frustrated when I'm watching. I'm like, man, I wish they would do this better. But I'm also like, they're winning.
Right.
And they won the national championship last year. Like, it's okay.
And also, you need to learn how to handle a loss.
Regulate your emotions.
Exactly. And it's not just a loss. I mean, if you can't even handle, like, you know, an incomplete pass. Right, exactly. You can't even handle winning. Then maybe sports fandom
is not
for you.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.